Done what?
I don't know. You could say spoil or several rank.
What inside parts of a hog do you eat?
What inside parts of a hog you eat? The liver. You eat the, what you eat, the intestines?
What do you call that?
You call that chitlins.
Do you ever hear of haslet or horselet? What inside parts of the hog?
What you call it?
Haslet.
Hash?
A haslet or horselet, something like that. What about scrapple?
Well, you got lights.
What's that?
That's a part of the hog that some people eat. Lights, you know. I mean, they refer to it as lights. I don't know what it is. But it's a part of it, you know. Part of the inside of it. Big old, you know. And we got with lights, kidneys. Dadgum, I eat everything about him, you know. But I just can't refer to all the names of it. But you got, like I say, the lights, the liver, the intestines, the chitlins, and I don't know.
Something called scrapple or cripple or pawn hoss, something made from the hog?
No.
What can you make from the hog's head?
Hog head cheese. I make that.
What about from the liver?
Well, we don't use it. We usually fry the liver here in this area. But now if you go down in French country, you've got what they call different names, you know, a little bit farther down where they use the liver and the blood to make different stuff. You know what they call that stuff? Bouti or some kind of stuff. But
anything they make specially out of the blood?
I can't think of the name. It's a B or start with a B. But the people in New Orleans and say all of South Louisiana, they make it, you know. And they sell it and ship it up here. They ship it into the markets. I mean, they real tasty. Can't think of the name of the stuff, though. But it is a delicacy, you know.
Suppose you had some butter that was kept too long. You'd say the butter was didn't taste right. You'd say it
was... you'd say rank, most likely. That people refer to it as being rank or... Now they would say stale, probably.
What do you call thick milk?
Thick milk? Clabber milk?
What can you make from that?
Cream cheese. I don't know of one thing we'd make from that is with cream cheese.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking? To get the impurity out, you have to.
To get the impurities out,
Well, run it, pour it through a cloth or something?
Yeah, you strain it, sure. That's right, yeah. We strain it. You're speaking of, you know, like say, what we generally did on the farm, right? See, I lose you sometime and I come back to modern day times and I forget about what we did, but you're still on what we did on the farm. First thing you do when you milk, you strain the milk.
And something kind of like a fruit pie, except it's got several layers of fruit, maybe apples or something, and dough in it.
Fruit cake, you don't know?
No, something more like a fruit pie.
Pie.
With maybe apples and dough. Several layers of apples and